So we have a big Boston contingent, but you know, I think you confused Boston University and Boston College, which is a really bad thing to do.
So. My brother went to MIT, so it really messed up.
All right. So I'm going to speak to you today about development of a self-paced, computer-based, or web-based training program around eliminating infection, establishing infection control programs in hospitals, clinicals, or other patient care-centered facilities. The three people that worked on this project with the CDC are all employees of Booz Allen Hamilton. So the Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion at CDC is responsible for the Healthcare Acquired Infection Program. It is focused on, is centered in the National Center for Emerging and Zoonotic Infections. Among other things, the division is the CDC's focal point for research, development, and promotion of prevention guidelines focused on healthcare-associated infections. And I'm assuming that everybody's familiar with the major topic of healthcare-associated infections, which formerly were known as hospital-acquired infections or nosocomial infections, and it's a major problem. Major funding in the American Healthcare Reform Act and in the new healthcare funding is all centered on prevention of hospital-acquired infections. HHS and DHQP specifically work with external partners and stakeholders through the Healthcare Infection Control Practice Advisors Committee, or HICPAC. And one of the primary functions of the committee is to issue recommendations for preventing and controlling HAIs in the form of guidelines, resolutions, and communications. And these can be found at cdc.gov/HICPAC. These recommendations and guidelines are sundry and focused on specific healthcare situations, such as surgical interventions or patient care or outpatient surgery, and they're also focused on specific disease sets. So there's not a generalized training program or information around establishing an infection control program that can be used in a generic sense. So the client at DHQP wanted to increase the availability and accessibility of the guidelines across a broad spectrum of healthcare providers, both in hospitals and in other clinical, outpatient surgical and treatment facilities and in patient care facilities. So the solution that we adopted was to create a web-based or computer-based training program that would cover all of the spectrum of required elements for a establishing an infection control program. We work closely with the division. We work closely with the division in order to establish the training program. As part of the overall project, we helped DHQP convene a group of infection control professionals from across the country to participate in a training program that would educate them on the activities of outbreak control and investigation that's done by public health officials at the CDC. And this committee then served as the basis for our input into a training program in establishing an infection control program. So the DHQP hand-selected from the HICPAC, community participants and members that had robust programs and that could be trained in outbreak investigations. So the difference between investigating in your own facility and being in a public health type setting was something that they had to be educated in. And then they were able to reflect back to us the elements of a training program. Our approach was to develop the course approach in doing so, identifying the source content. So we had all of the material that the HICPAC committee had developed and put into the various documents that you can find on the website at the CDC, identify the level of training and the target audience, who is it that we want to educate in the broad spectrum of professionals. So we wanted to be able to be accessible to all people from surgeons, nurses, people in clinical settings, down to individual healthcare providers in large practices. Identify the target outcome. We want people to have robust programs but be able to understand all the elements of it. And we made recommendations to the CDC on how we should approach the pedagogy here. We gathered up the archival information and we conducted structured interviews with the group that we had established as part of the training program, developed the competency models, scenarios, and training materials. The next step was to do a beta test with the group that we had established and with some volunteers from the Atlanta area, did the did the CD work? Did the program work? There are some interactions that, unfortunately, I'm a little challenged here. I won't be able to demonstrate from you. And the content quality, was it relevant? And the pedagogical assessment, is the course layout conducive to learning? We upgraded the materials based on the results from that, and then refined the modules. And then the finalization is a little bit of a work in progress. We'll get to that in a second. So you can see from the topics included in the training, there were resulting training completed a range of topics and materials for the essentials of the development of an effective prevention program. Materials from the various HCPCS recommendations and guidelines were consolidated into the generic course, and they were laid out into seven topical areas or modules. Users are able to go through the modules in a self-paced fashion, save their place, return and track their training progress. So this is an example of a training module here, precautions to prevent the transmission of infectious agents, and kind of the layout of the generic. So you can see that kind of a very simplified layout. You move through small elements at a time, small bits of information and bytes of information at a time. There are navigation features on all of the screens that enable people to move throughout the training in an easy fashion, in a self-paced fashion. And users are able to jump to the glossary and return to their location in the training. As terms are introduced, they are hyperlinked so that you can jump directly to the glossary and get definitions and get additional information about it. And there are also hyperlinks to external sources of information. Now, this is where I'm a little bit challenged here because we have some flash to show that there are some intermediate training checks where you get little quizzes and ask for information about what did you just learn, and then you can click on it to see if you're right, and it pops up and tells you if you're wrong and gives you some guidance and hints on how to correct the situation. So then in each topic area, you get a final assessment or a knowledge check. And participants have the opportunity to test what they just learned, and it reinforces the learning at each point in the training. So the results were a self-contained training program that for the healthcare-associated infections and can be disseminated in a wide fashion, either on web-based or in CDs. The intent was to print these on CDs and distribute them at conferences and meetings like this. As a matter of fact, the CD was supposed to be distributed at a conference earlier this year, but as science marches forward, the recommendations and guidelines and some of the specific technical areas were being revised over the summer. So the release of the final product is scheduled for some time in early 2012. So monitor the CDC website. It'll probably be under the HCPCS section there for hospital-acquired infections, and we'll probably be distributing it by CDs. I want to thank Dr. Michael Bell of the Division of Healthcare Quality Promotion, the associate director there, and for his input, and he was the project officer on this program. Thanks.